It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events,
sports,
art, entertainment,
food,
topics, automotive topics,
relationships.
It's all here now from belowtopsecret.com. This is the BTS Mix.
All right, so we're a few days into the new year. Happy New Year. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And a big old Happy New Year, Heidely-ho, neighbors. This is Doc Hancock. And welcome to 2009, BTSers.
Yeah, and actually this is kind of cool because this is like show 39 for the BTS Mix.
Yeah, and for all of you into numerology out there, wrap your mind around that.
Yeah, like this is like 39 and it takes three threes to make nine and whatever.
Number three is the amount of, I'm going to stop there.
Okay. Me too. So anyway, have a great New Year. We wish you the best, of course, and hope you had a great Christmas. Doc, how was your Christmas and New Year?
You know, pretty short. I had to work pretty much every single day except for Christmas Day and New Year's Day. But, you know, Christmas was fine. This was actually the first Christmas my wife had kind of on her own, which was nice. So we kind of made our own tradition, which was, you know, always fun. And then New Year's was great. You know, here in the city, it was so friggin' cold. It was absolutely unbelievable. It was like 15 degrees, but the winds were blowing like 40 miles an hour. And, you know, I'm standing there thinking about all the people standing in Times Square that night waiting for that ball to drop. Because you have to get there 4 hours early, you know, and then they corral you in, and you can't move. And if you smuggle in any alcohol or anything like that, you literally just have to stand there and pee on yourself, which I could imagine people were probably doing that anyways just to stay warm, even if it was for a few seconds. And I thought, man, you know, if I wanted to stand in the freezing cold and just pee on myself all night, I could do it in the privacy of my own home. So that's exactly what I did. I stayed home and I just peed all over myself all night.
Wow. You know, I got to tell you, Doc, that is a mental image that I will treasure.
And Happy New Year to everyone. And what did you do, Mr. Spencer, on Christmas and New Year's?
Okay, you ever seen a family vacation Christmas or anything like that? That's pretty much how my Christmas went. It was drive up, see some family, get a phone call, mom fell, so drive 7 hours back home after you just get on at your vacation location. And that's pretty much what I did for the rest of my vacation. So not really a vacation, just kind of taking care of a family. But I'm really glad Christmas and New Year's over, if you want to know the truth.
Well, you know what? You couldn't have given your mother a greater Christmas gift than to be there for her. And also, keep in mind that karma is a very powerful force. And I have a feeling the karma gods were looking down on you over that week, and that pays off eventually, man. You'll get a nice little withdrawal from the karma bank on that one.
I'm just hoping to take a withdrawal from the nap bank. A little tired. Hey, you know what? I talked to Martin today over at the Above Politics show, and I set up an interview with Pat Buchanan. And so they're going to be featuring just kind of like a cross promotion tease, but be listening for the guys over at Above Politics. We'll have a little conversation with Pat Buchanan, the former presidential candidate and conservative commentator. He's got a new book. And of course, we'll be asking all kinds of loaded questions. So that's something you could look forward to. And then they said they have a special guest over there, Doc. And when I'll tell you off air who their special guest is. You're going to go, sweet.
It's me, right? I'm the special guest, right? That's what's sweet, right?
We did say that you were special, but I don't know if you'll be a guest anytime soon.
Oh, not that kind of special guest. Dole.
All right. Let's jump into the BTS Mix Show number 39.
The BTS Mix Show, worldwide at belowtopsecret.com.
In today's America, technology empowers the public in nearly everything they do.
Deny boredom.
I like to start out the year with a little fun.
Yeah, and this is a good one, and this is the first show of 09, and I gotta say, I got a really good feeling about this year, Spencer. I think we're gonna have some really good shows, and I'm really excited to be doing the show with you this year, and I'm just stoked about it.
Me too, Doc. I tell you what, there's no place. This is like my zen. You know, some people have yard zen, some people have TV zen or football zen or just stare at the fireplace zen, this is my zen. Doing the show with you and having this creative outlet where we can kind of share our thoughts and our feelings and tell me, and I tell you how much I love you, man. But no, seriously, this is like the funnest thing in the world, and it's the greatest job in the world. So I'm looking forward to doing the show with you, too. I think it's going to be a great year.
Well, on that note, let's hop into some topics, shall we? We start off in our general chit-chat forum, which is one of our favorite places to visit, and this comes in from Hunka Hunka, and it says, when the money goes, so does the toxic wife. And you picked this topic, Spencer, and man, there's so many different facets to this. I'm really excited to dig in. Why don't you go ahead and handle this one?
All right, this article was originally posted in the Telegraph. You loser, screamed Katie, aiming a vase at her husband. You've destroyed my life, she continued, hurling it. Just look at my hair, look at my nails, you loser, you jerk, you nobody. Katie's husband Jack, whose property portfolio disintegrated in the financial crash, had just told his wife that she would have to cut back on her thrice weekly visits to Nikki Clark, the nail salon in Harvey Nichols, and the oxygen facials, chemical peels, and seaweed wraps at Space NK. Not only that, but they no longer had the money to pay for an army of bullied Eastern Europeans to wait on her hand and foot. Then she snapped, obviously. So, you know, this is kind of one of those things where you go, okay, yeah, this is, you knew this was coming. And toxic wives, or trophy toxic or toxitrophic, toxitrophic? Ooh, I made a new word.
Hooray, let's call Webster, see if they'll stick it in there.
Yeah, they put that in your funkin' wagnalls. Anyway, you know, this is another case of you know, these super rich, and all of a sudden, these little bimbos, their lives are turned upside down, and ta-da, it's not a good day for them.
Yeah, I guess it's a little back to reality session, and you're seeing it everywhere now. I mean, I know a lot of fairly wealthy people in the city, and some of them have made it through, and some of them have not made it through. And, you know, it's a mess, and it truly is a callback to reality. I like Schrodinger's dog's reply. Here's a story a friend of mine sent me yesterday, and it's kind of a long anecdote, so I'll just kind of cut to the chase with it. Basically, they're sitting in bed, and she says, and, you know, they're about to go to sleep, and they start to get a little frisky with one another. And she says, you're just not in touch with my emotional needs as a woman enough for me to satisfy your physical needs as a man. She responds to my puzzled look by saying, can't you just love me for who I am and not what I do for you in the bedroom? So he says, fine, goes to sleep, and he takes a day off the next day and takes her, you know, out shopping to a big department store and out to a really nice lunch. And, you know, they get outfits and new shoes for all of the outfits, and she's all excited. And then on their way over, they pass a jewelry store, and they go into the jewelry department, picks out a pair of diamond earrings. She was so excited, she must have thought I was one wave short of a shipwreck. I started to think she was testing me because she asked for a tennis bracelet when she doesn't even know how to play tennis. I think I threw her for a loop when I said, that's fine, honey. She was almost nearing sexual satisfaction from all the excitement. Smiling with excited anticipation, she finally said, I think this is all, dear. Let's go to the cashier. I could hardly contain myself when I blurted out, no, honey, I don't feel like it. Her face just went completely blank as her jaw dropped with a baffled, what? Then I said, honey, I just want you to hold this stuff for a while. You're just not in touch with my financial needs as a man enough for me to satisfy your shopping needs as a woman. And just when she had this look like she was going to kill me, I added, why can't you just love me for who I am and not the things I buy you? So that's kind of a booyah back in the face. But then, of course, this opens up, you know, now that it's 2009, obviously the roles have greatly reversed. And now, you know, it's on the other side of the coin, too. All these sugar mamas who have been taking care of their little pet shop boys, you know, who have been in real estate and built successful careers for themselves, no longer have the money either. So you have a bunch of these, you know, mid-20-something great-looking guys who are all sad now because they can't go to the gym five times a week and work on their killer abs. So I think the pendulum swings both ways. I don't want to get into a cat and dog, you know, men are from Venus when women are from Mars sort of situation here. But it swings both ways, man. It's tough.
Yeah, and financial markets taking their toll, even in relationships. I guess January is the top month for divorces, too, so we'll keep an eye on that. All right, that was originally posted in the general chit-chat forum. When the money goes, so does the toxic wife. original poster, Hunka Hunka. Let's jump over to the next thread, and I love this one. In the Health and Wellness Forum, I did a silly thing, and now it burns.
Oh, if I had a nickel for every time I've heard that.
Yeah, but they got shots that'll clear that up. Oh, no, this is talking about something totally different. It's posted by the super moderator, World Watcher. Help! I think I did something really dumb and silly today. I was given a bag of really hot marble red peppers. So before freezing them, I washed and sorted them and then got the brilliant idea to save the seeds for some of those squishy ones that I wasn't going to freeze. So not thinking about gloves or anything like that, I used my fingers to pry out the seeds and then laid them out to dry. Well, then I washed my hands really, really well and went about doing other kitchen tasks. That's when the burn began. Seems I had wiped my upper lip at one point. The capsaicin from those peppers, it will get you because it's an oil. It's based in an oil. It won't hardly wash off. Anyway, she tried everything, milk, vinegar, oils, soaps, lotions, aloe vera, and even sour cream and yogurt. But her hands still taste like hot pepper, and her upper lip still burns like crazy. Help. Any other remedies that you may know of, please share. I'm going out tonight, and, well, I can't have fun with my lips on fire. However, thinking that's awful sexy. This is something that, you know, some of us in the Southwest have to deal with. I told you earlier, I guess in one of the shows, that we had a volunteer pequeño plant. It grows these tiny, they're about the size of a pea, but they have so much capsaicin in them. I mean, you could burn through metal. It's like thermite in a pepper. And the oil from these peppers, when you do this, it doesn't wash off. You almost need to get some of that Agent Orange, well, not Agent Orange stuff, but it's orange. It's what, you know, mechanics use to clean their hands with.
Oh, sure.
Clean the grease and oil out from under their fingernails. You almost need some of that to get the oil and the capsaicin off, because it's like it's immune to regular soap.
It's crazy stuff. I'll tell you, one of my first jobs was working in a kitchen at a country club. And I started washing dishes there. I was like, 14, 15 years old. And they eventually had me move in as kind of a prep cook in the kitchen. And that was like a big step up. You know, that was like a big promotion there. And part of the, the hazing process of being, introduced actually into the kitchen was that you had to take a drop of what was called pure, and it must be that capsaicin. It's whatever the pure element of whatever makes things spicy, it's extracted, and it's the pure version of that. And you had to take two drops and put them on your tongue. So I tried it, and this stuff came in like a little eyedropper bottle, a thick glass eyedropper bottle that had to be kept in a plastic casing because it might eat through the glass. Unbelievable. I took two drops of that. The first minute wasn't bad. Then it set in, and I literally rolled on the floor for about 5 minutes in agonizing pain. It was the worst thing I've ever experienced in my entire life. Whew, hot stuff. Yeah, man. Whew.
Anonymous ATS said, dissolve 200 grams of baking soda in about a half a liter of water. Wash your hands and face, but don't get it in your eyes. Rinse with clean water. Pepper equals highly acidic. Baking soda absorbs those acids. So another good way to get that stuff off of your skin and out of your face. But, of course, a lot of people buy that bee sting stuff to put on their lips to kind of plump them. Hey, you don't have to worry about it. You found a new thing, capsaicin lip plumper. Hot lips, super moderator, world watcher you. I feel like I should be in a Budweiser commercial. Miss World Watcher, super moderator, hot lips, capsaicin woman. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get off of this subject and jump into something that, it just really hurt my heart when I heard about this, Doc.
Yeah, this is a really sad one, and this is in our Breaking General News forum. Of course, you probably all have heard now, as it's been all over the news, that John Travolta's son unfortunately passed away at the age of 16, and this is posted by Jemison in the Breaking General News forum, and the article reads, "The teenage son of American actor John Travolta has died suddenly while on a family holiday in the Bahamas. The actor's lawyer, Michael Aussie, said Jet Travolta, who was 16, suffered a seizure and attempts to revive him at the scene failed. The family were staying in a property on the grounds of the old Bahama Bay Hotel on Grand Bahama Island. Jet, who has had a history of seizures, was the eldest child of Travolta and his actress wife, Kelly Preston." And this was just a tragic, tragic, tragic story. And, wow. And granted, people suffer tragedies all the time. But, it's like you do feel like these celebrities, and it hits home. It's a very human reminder.
I saw a thing on the news the other day that was talking. He was talking about, you know, the things that made him cry, and one of the things that had made John cry in his life just with happiness was when Jet was born, and you know, he named him after his love of jets, and it was just such a big part of his life. And I can't imagine. I can remember when Johnny Carson's son passed away, died in a car wreck. I guess he was driving in California and drove off a cliff, and Johnny did such a moving memorial on the Tonight Show. And then you remember other celebrities that have lost their kids, and it's not that their pain is any worse than anyone else that might have lost a child, but they have to have that pain out in public. It's like it's for the whole world to disseminate, not just family and friends, but this kind of tragedy. If you've ever suffered anything, this kind of loss, I can only imagine what their family's going through. And of course, our hopes and prayers and thoughts are with the family. Who can imagine? And anyone else who lost someone during the holidays, it's just super tough on any family to lose someone at the holidays. And I've had that happen to me, and it's just, bless your heart. Hang in there, folks.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess there's really, that's all there is to say about that. On a slightly lighter note, we do have an anniversary here on BTS, and this comes in from Rush 2112, and this goes out to Viking Ant, and this is Viking Ant's first year here on ATS, 1 year anniversary. And of course, Viking Ant is a favorite around here on BTS, and we wish him a very happy first anniversary. May all your other anniversaries be just as happy.
You bet. And of course, he's an Aussie, which, you know, counts double points.
Yeah, absolutely. Go Aussies. Woo, 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 woo. Aussies in the house. I'm scoring my annual Aussie points there.
Just in case we have to make a special BTS mix show trip to Australia anytime soon?
Yes, absolutely. And on that note, let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Spencer Tracy along with my partner Doc Hancock. And we're the hosts of the BTS Mix Show on BelowTopSecret.com, along with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous with the ATS Mix, and Martin Bain and Homer Fife with the Above Politics Show, have all made it extremely easy to subscribe to all our shows. Each show thread now has two shortcuts where, when clicked, will take you to an area where you can either download the shows with iTunes or with our RSS feed. Remember, your subscription helps bring our intelligent community to the entire world. So come join us all. Deny ignorance with the ATS Mix Show with host Johnny Anonymous and Dave Rabbit. Deny apathy with the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Homer Fife. And deny boredom with the BTS Mix Show with me, Spencer Tracy, and my co-host Doc Hancock. And would you please remember to star, flag, and dig the show you're listening to right now. Be part of the revolution. The Above Network, LLC.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Welcome back to the BTS Mix. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock, and I guess we'll just hop right back into some topics. What say you, Mr. Spencer?
Hey, I'm good with that.
Sweet. Well, let's go into our general chit-chat forum here, and this comes in from Thurasaz. I hope I'm saying that right. And this is Mirror Mirror on the Wall. How old are you? Well, sometimes I act like I'm about 4 years old, and I hope that I'm not on an island, for example. Last night I could not sleep, so I decided to make myself a cup of hot chocolate. I got out of bed and rode my pretend horse into the kitchen, neighing and rearing up as I went. It did not occur to me that I was behaving like a little kid until I saw my reflection in the microwave plastic, and I did think, oh my God, what if somebody saw me? Well, it didn't stop there. I had to wait for the milk to heat up, so I decided to horsey ride up and down the hallway, laughing way out loud to myself. Oh, and to make it even funnier, I was in the nude. Ah ha ha ha. But I'm having more and more random acts of silliness and finding myself doing silly things to amuse myself. This morning I was getting ready for my big grown-up girl job. Ha ha ha. I started to pull funny faces in the mirror until I made myself laugh. And I said out loud while laughing, mirror, mirror on the wall, how old are you? As I said each word, I was jumping up and down, and with the how old are you, my hands were raised up in exclamation. Then I looked, laughed, and considered I was behaving about 4 years old. So I hope that I'm not the only person who behaves like this. I think we all have our silly infantile moments from time to time. I know I certainly do. And I think that's endearing about people. I think people should never lose that inner child. And it's a shame that, you know, sometimes you have to do it, you know, alone by yourself. But, you know, I like that element about people. So rock on, Thurasaz. I say go on with your bad self.
There's way too much seriousness in the world today, Doc. I mean, you can't even turn on the news without wanting to chew out a vein. And I like what Fish Need H2O put. Heck no, sister. I'm in my 30s and act like a kid most of the time. I love to start dancing everywhere. It embarrasses my kids when I do it in the grocery store. And you know what? Well, that's half the fun of it. That is half the fun of it. When you can embarrass your kids when you do this and just be a kid, oh, yeah, extra points for you.
Yeah, I want to have kids just so I can embarrass them, as a matter of fact. That sounds great.
My favorite thing to do to embarrass my daughter, and I try not to do this on windy days because it would really do it, but I have a kilt. And I actually wear a kilt occasionally. They're Utila kilts, and if you look online, you can see these things. They have them on all kinds of different styles. I have like an olive drab. I have a workman's kilt that actually has a modesty strap, so if you go up a ladder, no one has to see your junk. But I've got some pretty cool kilts, and occasionally I'll wear them because I can pull it off. I got that Scottish-Irish kind of northern UK feel to my looks. Matter of fact, you stick me in the northern UK, you'll lose me. It's like instant camouflage for me. But it so embarrasses her. And to me, that's kind of like acting like a kid. Did you watch the Twilight Zone marathon on the Sci-Fi Channel over the holidays?
Yes, that was awesome.
I love the episode that's called Kick the Can. And it's about a bunch of old folks in an old folks home. And one guy is just, oh, I'm just cranky and old, and you shouldn't be doing that. You're just too old to have. And the other guy's like, you know, I think I found the secret to youth. It's playing kick the can. It's having fun. It's being that kid that you were when you were a kid. And it's just a great story. If you ever get a chance to rent it, and they even had it, I guess, featured with Scatman Crothers in the movie they made about the Twilight Zone. But what a great episode. And it fits right in with this particular thread.
Yeah. And just to add on that, Twilight Zone movie is one of my favorite movies of all time. It's got a young John Lithgow in the thing where he freaks out on the plane because he sees the monster on the wing. And
oh, yeah.
Man, it's just a great movie. And the guy, you know, the racist guy ends up back in World War II Germany. And, you know, it's fantastic.
Sweet. All right, let's jump over to the relationships forum. Our first time there this year, and it is posted by super member High Kicks. And why am I supposed to get married, but every guy who marries tells me never get married? I'm reaching the age when all of my friends are getting married, and I had a breakup with my girlfriend because she was pressuring me to get married because all her friends were getting married. I feel like I need to start looking for a girl not to date, but to get married to. What is def not working out at all? Which is definitely not working out at all. You know what? Been there, done that. Some of your friends think they've got it figured out, and you know, it's only advice that I can give you, and I think probably Doc will give you the same thing, is don't rush anything.
Absolutely. I could not agree with that anymore. You know, I was with my wife. We were boyfriend, girlfriend, I guess, or whatever, you know, for almost 7 years before we even got married. And I think we ended up getting married just because the tax break looked awesome. You know, I mean, it was one of those things where, you know, we woke up one morning and was like, why aren't we married already? And so it happened naturally, and it happened. Never get married because you feel like you've reached an age or a position in life when you feel like you have to get married. The reason why all of your friends are telling you not to get married is because they turned 22. They decided, oh my God, I'm 22 and I have to get married right this very second. And they weren't into it. They got married because of the same pressure you're feeling. So, you know, make it very front and clear, you know, we'll get married if the time is right and the place is right. But right now, that's not my interest. And as long as you make that clear from the front, you'll meet the right girl, you'll fall in love, you'll have a great relationship. And then if marriage happens, awesome. If it doesn't, no big deal.
For a moderator, yeah, right, says, well, you're not supposed to get married. That is, if you're looking to get married, you'll likely have a great deal of time to regret it. Yeah, I couldn't agree more, but I'm not going to trash marriage. I think marriage is fantastic. I have such a great partner and a friend in my wife. It's just, it's amazing. I mean, I could look the rest of my life, and I'm not just saying this because she listens to the podcast, but I really... Yeah, I really couldn't ask for a better partner or life mate. I mean, it's like, you know, I hate to get mushy, but it's like the Jerry Maguire, you complete me. Or maybe it's the mini-me.
Oh.
You complete me, mini-me. Mwah! Mwah! Okay, so anyway, if you'd like to comment or read some of the suggestions or you have one of your own, hit this particular thread in relationships. Why am I supposed to get married, but every guy who marries tells me never get married?
Well, I think Thinkfish and High Kick should get together because Thinkfish posts in our relationships forum as well. I think I may have met a cool Irish girl on MySpace. which is cool. Me being Irish, I was looking for an Irish gal. We've been talking a bit, and she finally sprung the let's meet in person deal. She has tattoos and is into MMA. She likes jiu-jitsu, which I think is awesome. Maybe I can throw her a trick or two. We'll see where it goes. And I picked this thread just because I think, you know, oh goodness, here we go back into the meeting on MySpace thing, tearing down our social walls. But that's cool thing, Fish. If you think you found a good friend, just make sure she's not some 55-year-old man before you do it, and you'll be all set.
That seems to be the trend for people, Doc, is to find those relationships online, whether that's eHarmony or that's, you know, Bamzoo or whatever, I don't know, or MySpace. Of course, then you have weirdos that troll those sites, too, so you have to kind of watch yourself. But, yeah, as long as you're not dealing with a 300-pound guy, as Solar Sky put it, make sure it's not a 300-pound guy growing a beard, and you'll be fine.
And if you get there and that guy from Dateline NBC is sitting there at a kitchen table, just do yourself a favor and just say you're there to fix the cable and everything's fine or run like hell.
Just don't look him in the eye. It'll be okay. All right. So if you have any comments or maybe you have a relationship problem that you need answered, we have some great members that can surely answer your problems and give you some great advice. So check that out in the Relationships Forum. Now let's jump over to another forum where it seems like a lot of people need help, Doc. It's the computer help, and this one's titled Pre-BIOS Failure.
Yeah, and I know about as much as like, if you were to ask me to get something out of my computer, I would hit it with a wrench and look inside. Like, I'm that bad with computers. So pre-BIOS means very little or nothing to me, but perhaps you'd like to take this topic.
The real problem that you can have with your BIOS is the little battery runs down on your motherboard. It's like a little watch battery. If you replace that, a lot of times that'll solve the problem. You will probably have to go into your CMOS and change your settings back, you know, let it find the hard drives if it doesn't do that automatically and stuff. But that fixes a lot of problems sometimes.
I like the blowing it up and hitting it with a wrench advice better. That sounds nice.
It was very technical, Doc. I got to give you that. And so if you would like to post or if you have a computer problem, please go to the computer help pre-BIOS failure to give this person some advice. Or if you have your own question, there's some people in this thread or this forum that would be happy to help you out.
And man, I got to tell you, that's a reminder. There are some smart damn people here on BTS. You can pretty much post any question in the entire world on here, and there's somebody that knows something about something that will come in and help you out. So just a great reminder, you can get anything done here on BTS. I don't care what they say.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, we have a way for you to get even more points, don't we, Doc?
That's right. I think it's time for the BTS Mix Screen Test. Woohoo!
This is part of the show where we love to kind of test your movie knowledge. And what we'll do is either ask you a question or play a clip of a movie or whatever. And it allows you to get some points. And Doc, you've got a pretty good one this time. How many points are we going to give the winners of the BTS Mixed Screen Test this time?
Well, Spencer, it is our first show of the year. And it is 2009. So why don't we say it will be worth exactly 4,018 points. That's 2009 times 2. Somehow that worked out in my head just now, so we'll do that. 4,018 points. And here goes the BTS Mixed Screen Test question. You better be careful if you interview with this actor because his full frontal might shock you. A fan of the ocean, this star likes his ladies firing both guns at the same time, friends or not. Who is this actor? And a correct answer could get you 4,018 BTS Mixed Screen Test points.
Well, for the first show of 2009, that was a pretty good one, Doc. And, of course, we've got some great guests lined up. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to this show on iTunes, or you can subscribe with the RSS feed. Either way, you can keep in touch and deny boredom with the BTS Mix Show.
That's right. And don't forget to check out our sister shows, the Above Top Secret Show with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous, and also the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Homer Fife. Make sure you check those guys out. They always have a lot of good stuff, and I'm sure they're ringing in the new year with some really cool topics.
And for this edition of the BTS Mix Show, I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. Be good to one another this 2009.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website, belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the above network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.